Beowulf, an Anglo-Saxon epic poem. The Project Gutenberg eBook of Beowulf, an Anglo-Saxon epic poem. Title: Beowulf, an Anglo-Saxon epic poem. Translator: J. Leslie Hall. Release date: July 19, 2005, eBook 16,328, most recently updated: September 19, 2025. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebooks/16328. Credits: David Starner, Danies Millers, and the online distributed proofreading team. New original cover art included with this ebook is granted to the public domain. Contents: Payet, Preface Roman 7, Bibliography of Translations Sci, Glossary of Proper Names Roman 13, List of Words and Phrases Not in General Use Roman 18, The Life and Death of Sild I, 1, Sild, Successors Roman 2, 3, Hrothgar's Great Mead Hall, Grendel the Murderer Roman 3, 5, Beowulf Goes to Hrothgar's Assistance Roman 4, 8, The Geats Reach Heorot V, 10, Beowulf Introduces Himself at the Palace VI, 12, Hrothgar and Beowulf Roman 7, 14, Hrothgar and Beowulf Continued Roman 8, 17, Unferth Taunts Beowulf Roman 9, 19, Beowulf Silences Unferth X, 21, Glee is High, All Sleep Save One Roman 11, 24, Grendel and Beowulf Roman 12, 26, Grendel is Vanquished Roman 13, 28, Rejoicing of the Danes Roman 14, 30, Hrothgar's Gratitude Roman 15, 33, Hrothgar Lavishes Gifts Upon His Deliverer Roman 16, 35, Banquet Continued Roman 17, 37, The Skop Song of Finn and Aichnif, The Finn Episode Continued Roman 18, 39, The Banquet Continues, Beowulf Receives Further Honor Roman 19, 41, The Mother of Grendel Roman 20, 44, Hrothgar's Account of the Monsters Roman 21, 46, Beowulf Seeks Grendel's Mother Roman 22, 48, Beowulf's Fight with Grendel's Mother Roman 23, 51, Beowulf is Double Conqueror Roman 24, 53, Beowulf Brings His Trophies Roman 25, 57, Hrothgar's Gratitude, Hrothgar Moralizes Roman 26, 60, Rest After Labor, Sorrow at Parting Roman 27, 62, The Homeward Journey Roman 28, 64, The Two Queens, Beowulf and Hygelac Roman 29, 67, Beowulf Narrates His Adventures to Hygelac XXX, 69, Gift Giving is Mutual Roman 31, 73, The Horde and the Dragon Roman 32, 75, Brave Though Aged Roman 33, 78, Reminiscences, Beowulf Seeks the Dragon Roman 34, 81, Beowulf's Reminiscences, Reminiscences Continued Roman 35, 83, Beowulf's Last Battle, Wiglaf the Trusty Roman 36, 88, Beowulf is Deserted by Friends and by Sword, The Fatal Struggle Roman 37, 91, Beowulf's Last Moments, Wiglaf Plunders the Dragon's Den Roman 38, 93, Beowulf's Death, The Dead Foes Roman 39, 95, Wiglaf's Bitter Taunts, The Messenger of Death XL, 97, The Messenger's Retrospect Roman 41, 99, Wiglaf's Sad Story Roman 42, 103, The Horde Carried Off, The Burning of Beowulf Roman 43, 106, Addendo 109, Preface, The present work is a modest effort to reproduce approximately, in modern measures, the venerable epic, Beowulf. Approximately, I repeat, for a very close reproduction of Anglo-Saxon verse would, to a large extent, be prose to a modern ear. The Hainsaussen text and glossary have been closely followed. Occasionally, a deviation has been made, but always for what seemed good and sufficient reason. The translator does not aim to be an editor. Once in a while, however, he has added a conjecture of his own to the emendations quoted from the criticisms of other students of the poem. This work is addressed to two classes of readers. From both of these alike, the translator begs sympathy and cooperation. The Anglo-Saxon scholar he hopes to please by adhering faithfully to the original. The student of English literature he aims to interest by giving him, in modern garb, the most ancient epic of our race. This is a bold and venturesome undertaking. And yet there must be some students of the Teutonic past willing to follow even a daring guide, if they may read in modern phrases of the sorrows of Hrothgar, of the prowess of Beowulf, and of the feelings that stirred the hearts of our forefathers in their primeval homes. In order to please the larger class of readers, a regular cadence has been used, a measure which, while retaining the essential characteristics of the original, permits the reader to see ahead of him in reading. Perhaps every Anglo-Saxon scholar has his own theory as to how Beowulf should be translated. Some have given us prose versions of what we believe to be a great poem. Is it any reflection on our honored Kemble and Arnold to say that their translations fail to show a layman that Beowulf is justly called our first epic? Of those translators who have used verse, several have written from what would seem a mistaken point of view. Is it proper, for instance, that the grave and solemn speeches of Beowulf and Hrothgar be put in ballad measures, tripping lightly and airily along? Or, again, is it fitting that the rough martial music of Anglo-Saxon verse be interpreted to us in the smooth measures of modern blank verse? Do we hear what has been beautifully called the clanging tread of a warrior in mail? Of all English translations of Beowulf, that of Professor Garnett alone gives any adequate idea of the chief characteristics of this great Teutonic epic. The measure used in the present translation is believed to be as near a reproduction of the original as modern English affords. The cadences closely resemble those used by Browning in some of his most striking poems. The four stresses of the Anglo-Saxon verse are retained, and as much thesis and anacrusis is allowed as is consistent with a regular cadence. Alliteration has been used to a large extent, but it was thought that modern ears would hardly tolerate it on every line. Endrime has been used occasionally, internal rhyme sporadically. Both have some warrant in Anglo-Saxon poetry. For endrime, see 153-154, for internal rhyme, 221-640. What Gummier I calls the rhyme giver has been studiously kept, viz. The first accented syllable in the second half verse always carries the alliteration, and the last accented syllable alliterates only sporadically. Alternate alliteration is occasionally used as in the original. See 761-85. No two accented syllables have been brought together, except occasionally after a Caesural pause. See 219 and 12-1. Or, scientifically speaking, Sivers's C-type has been avoided as not consonant with the plan of translation. Several of his types, however, constantly occur, e.g. O in a variant slash x slash slash xx slash B in a variant x slash x slash xx slash x slash a variant of D slash x slash x E slash xx slash. Anacrusis gives further variety to the types used in the translation. The parallelisms of the original have been faithfully preserved. A.J. 116 and 117, Lord and Wielder of Glory, 130, 131, 132, 212 and 213, 227 and 228, 35 and 36. Occasionally, some loss has been sustained, but on the other hand, a gain has here and there been made. The effort has been made to give a decided flavor of archaism to the translation. All words not in keeping with the spirit of the poem have been avoided. Again, though many archaic words have been used, there are none, it is believed, which are not found in standard modern poetry. With these preliminary remarks, it will not be amiss to give an outline of the story of the poem. The story. Hrothgar, king of the Danes, or Scyldings, builds a great mead hall, or palace, in which he hopes to feast his liegemen and to give them presents. The joy of king and retainers is, however, of short duration. Grendel, the monster, is seized with hateful jealousy. He cannot brook the sounds of joyance that reach him down in his fen dwelling near the hall. Often and anon he goes to the joyous building, bent on direful mischief. Thane after thane is ruthlessly carried off and devoured, while no one is found strong enough and bold enough to cope with the monster. For 12 years, he persecutes Hrothgar and his vassals. Oversee a day's voyage off, Beowulf of the Geats, nephew of Hygelac, king of the Geats, hears of Grendel's doings and of Hrothgar's misery. He resolves to crush the fell monster and relieve the aged king. With 14 chosen companions, he sets sail for Daneland. Reaching that country, he soon persuades Hrothgar of his ability to help him. The hours that elapse before night are spent in beer drinking and conversation. When Hrothgar's bedtime comes, he leaves the hall in charge of Beowulf, telling him that never before has he given to another the absolute wardship of his palace. All retire to rest, Beowulf, as it were, sleeping upon his arms. Grendel comes, the great march stepper, bearing God's anger. He seizes and kills one of the sleeping warriors. Then he advances towards Beowulf. A fierce and desperate hand-to-hand struggle ensues. No arms are used, both combatants trusting to strength and hand grip. Beowulf tears Grendel's shoulder from its socket, and the monster retreats to his den, howling and yelling with agony and fury. The wound is fatal. The next morning, at early dawn, warriors in numbers flock to the Hall Hiorat to hear the news. Joy is boundless. Glee runs high. Hrothgar and his retainers are lavish of gratitude and of gifts. Grendel's mother, however, comes the next night to avenge his death. She is furious and raging. While Beowulf is sleeping in a room somewhat apart, from the quarters of the other warriors, she seizes one of Hrothgar's favorite counselors and carries him off and devours him. Beowulf is called. Determined to leave Hiorat entirely purified, he arms himself and goes down to look for the female monster. After traveling through the waters many hours, he meets her near the sea bottom. She drags him to her den. There he sees Grendel lying dead. After a desperate and almost fatal struggle with the woman, he slays her and swims upward in triumph, taking with him Grendel's head. Joy is renewed at Hiorat. Congratulations crowd upon the victor. Hrothgar literally pours treasures into the lap of Beowulf, and it is agreed among the vassals of the king that Beowulf will be their next liegelord. Beowulf leaves Daneland. Hrothgar weeps and laments at his departure. When the hero arrives in his own land, Hygelac treats him as a distinguished guest. He is the hero of the hour. Beowulf subsequently becomes king of his own people, the Geats. After he has been ruling for 50 years, his own neighborhood is waffly harried by a fire-spewing dragon. Beowulf determines to kill him. In the ensuing struggle, both Beowulf and the dragon are slain. The grief of the Geats is inexpressible. They determine, however, to leave nothing undone to honor the memory of their lord. A great funeral pyre is built, and his body is burnt. Then a memorial barrow is made, visible from a great distance, that sailors afar may be constantly reminded of the prowess of the national hero of Jutland. The poem closes with a glowing tribute to his bravery, his gentleness, his goodness of heart, and his generosity. It is the devout desire of this translator to hasten the day when the story of Beowulf shall be as familiar to English-speaking peoples as that of the Iliad. Beowulf is our first great epic. It is an epitomized history of the life of the Teutonic races. It brings vividly before us our forefathers of pre-Alfredian eras in their love of war, of sea, and of adventure. My special thanks are due to Professors Francis A. March and James A. Harrison for advice, sympathy, and assistance. G.L. Hall. ABBRVITONS, used in the notes. B equals bug. C equals Cassian. GR equals grain. GRDVTG equals Grundtvig. H equals Hain. H and S equals Harrison and Sharp. H so equals Hain Sossen. K equals Kemble. KL equals Kluge. M equals Mühlenhof. R equals Rieger. S equals Sivers. SW equals Sweet. TB equals Tenbrink. TH equals Thorpe. W equals Wulker. Bibliography of Tyrannosilitiones. Arnold Thomas, Beowulf. A Heroic Poem of the 8th Century. London, 1876. With English translation. Prose. Botkane L., Beowulf. Epopee Anglo-Saxon. Haver, 1877. First French translation. Passages occasionally omitted. Canibert, J.J., Illustrations of Anglo-Saxon Poetry. London, 1826. Full Latin translation, and some passages translated into English blank verse. Ettmuller L., Beowulf Stabrimund Übersetzt. Zurich, 1840. Garnett J. M., Beowulf, An Anglo-Saxon Poem and the Fight at Finnsburg. Boston, 1882. An accurate line-for-line translation, using alliteration occasionally, and sometimes assuming a metrical cadence. Grain C. W. M., Dichtungen der Angelsaxen, Stabrimund Übersetzt. To BDA. Göttingen, 1857-59. Grian Giusto, Beowulf, Poema Epico Anglo-Saxon del Vii. Secolo, Tradotto Illustrato. Lucca, 1883. First Italian translation. Grundtvig N.F.S., Beowulf's Drape. Copenhagen, 1820. Hain M., A Translation in Iambic Measures. Paderborn, 1863. Kemble J.M., The Anglo-Saxon Poems of Beowulf, The Traveler's Song, and The Battle of Finnsburg. London, 1833. The second edition contains a prose translation of Beowulf. Leo H., Über Beowulf. Halle, 1839. Translations of extracts. Lumsden, H.W., Beowulf translated into modern rhymes. London, 1881. Ballad measures. Passages occasionally omitted. Sandras, G.S., De Carminibus Quidmoni Adjudicatis. Paris, 1859. An extract from Beowulf, with Latin translation. Schaldmos F., Beowulf og Scopes Widsith to Angel Saxisk Digd. Copenhagen, 1847. Simrock K., Beowulf. Übersetzt und Erliudert. Stuttgart und Augsburg, 1859. Alliterative measures. Thorkelin G.J., De Denorum Rebus Gestis Sekel. III. Et IV. Poema Danicum, Dialecto Anglosaxonica. Havnier, 1815. Latin translation. Thorpe B., The Anglo-Saxon Poems of Beowulf, The Scop or Gleeman's Tale, and The Fight at Finnsburg. Oxford, 1855. English translation in short lines, generally containing two stresses. Wackerbarth A.D., Beowulf translated into English verse. London, 1849. Wickberg R., Beowulf en Forningelsk Hjältedikt, Erforsat. Westervik. First Swedish translation. Von Walsingen H., Beowulf in Alliterative Measures. Leipzig. Zinser G., Der Kampf Beowulfs mit Grendel. Jarisbericht of the Realschule at Forbach, 1881. Glossary of Proper Enneamias. The figures refer to the divisions of the poem in which the respective names occur. The large figures refer to fits, the small, to lines in the fits. Kinsman of Wiglaf, 36.3. Escher, confidential friend of King Hrothgar. Elder brother of Eomenlaf. Killed by Grendel, 21.3.30.89. Beanston, father of Breca, 9.26. Beowulf, son of Sild, the founder of the dynasty of Sildings. Father of Healfdin and grandfather of Hrothgar, 1.18.2.1. Beowulf, the hero of the poem. Sprung from the stock of Geats, son of Ecgtheow. Brought up by his maternal grandfather Hrethel, and figuring in manhood as a devoted liegeman of his uncle Hygelac. A hero from his youth. Has the strength of 30 men. Engages in a swimming match with Breca. Goes to the help of Hrothgar against the monster Grendel. Vanquishes Grendel and his mother. Afterwards becomes king of the Geats. Late in life attempts to kill a fire-spewing dragon and is slain. Is buried with great honors. His memorial mound. 626-72-79-93-98-1228-1243-23-1, etc. Breca, Beowulf's opponent in the famous swimming match. 9-8, 9-19, 9-21, 9-22. People ruled by Breca, 9-23. Brosingamine, a famous collar once owned by the Brosings, 19-7. Cain, progenitor of Grendel and other monsters, 256, 2011. Digrefin, a warrior of the Hugs killed by Beowulf, 3540. Danes, subjects of Sild and his descendants, and hence often called Sildings. Other names for them are Victory Sildings, Honor Sildings, Armor Danes, Bright Danes, East Danes, West Danes, North Danes, South Danes, Ingwins, Hrethmen. 1-1-2-1, 3-2, 5-14, 7-1, etc. Eklef, father of Unferth, who taunts Beowulf, 9-1. Exio, father of Beowulf, the hero of the poem. A widely known weak-minded warrior. Marries Hrethel's daughter. After slaying Hethelaf, a Wilfing, he flees his country. 7-3, 5-6, 8-4. King of the Danes before Sild, 25-60. Elan, sister of Hrothgar and probably wife of Angenthio, king of the Swedes, 2-10. Eagle Cape, a promontory in Jutland, under which took place Beowulf's last encounter, 41-87. Egils, son of Othr and brother of Eanmund, 34-2. Eanmund, son of Othr and brother of Egils. The reference to these brothers is vague and variously understood. Hain supposes as follows. Raising a revolt against their father, they are obliged to leave Sweden. They go to the land of the Geats. With what intention is not known, but probably to conquer and plunder. The Geatish king, Hrdred, is slain by one of the brothers, probably Eanmund. 3610, 3154 to 3160, 3366 to 346. Eofr, a Geatish hero who slays Angenthio in war and is rewarded by Hygelac with the hand of his only daughter. 4118, 4148. Gothic king, from whom Hama took away the famous Brosingamine, 19-9. Eomer, son of Offa and Thritho, king and queen of the Angles, 2869. Finn, king of the North Frisians and the Jutes. Marries Hildeburg. At his court takes place the horrible slaughter in which the Danish general, Eichnif, fell. Later on, Finn himself is slain by Danish warriors. 1718, 1730, 1744, 1804, 1823. Finland, the country to which Beowulf was driven by the currents in his swimming match, 1022. And nephew of King Sigemund, whose praises are sung in Roman 14, 1442, 1453. Falkwalda, father of Finn, 1738. Franks, introduced occasionally in referring to the death of Hygelac, 1919, 4021, 4024. Part of them are ruled by Finn. Some of them were engaged in the struggle in which Hygelac was slain, 1720, 1742, 1752, 4021. Freywer, daughter of King Hrothgar. Married to Ingeld, a Heathobard prince, 2960, 3032. Froda, king of the Heathobards and father of Ingeld, 2962. Garmund, father of Offa, 2871. Geats Geatmen, the race to which the hero of the poem belongs. Also called Wettergeats, or Wetters, Wargeats, Seageats. They are ruled by Hrethel, Heathsin, Hygelac, and Beowulf. 4-7, 7-4, 10-45, 11-8, 27-14, 28-8. Gepids, named in connection with the Danes and Swedes, 35-34. Grendel, a monster of the race of Cain. Dwells in the fens and moors. Is furiously envious when he hears sounds of joy in Hrothgar's palace. Causes the king untold agony for years. Is finally conquered by Beowulf and dies of his wound. His hand and arm are hung up in Hrothgar's hall Hiorat. His head is cut off by Beowulf when he goes down to fight with Grendel's, 50, 3-1, 3-13, 8-19, 11-17, 12-2, 13-27, 15-3. Guthlaf, a Dane of Eichnif's party, 1824. Half Danes, branch of the Danes to which Eichnif belonged, 1719. Halga, surnamed the Good. Younger brother of Hrothgar, 2-9. Hama takes the Brosingamine from Eir Menric, 1907. Hareth, father of Hygelac's queen, Higd, 2839, 2918. Heathsin, son of Hrethel and brother of Hygelac. kills his brother Hirbild accidentally, is slain at Ravenswood, fighting against Angenthio, 3443, 3523, 4032. Helmings, the race to which Queen Wealtheo belonged, 1063. Heming, a kinsman of Garmund, perhaps nephew, 2854, 2870. Danish leader. Takes command on the fall of Eichneif, 1733, 1741. Hirbild, eldest son of Hrethel, the Geatish king and brother of Hygelac. Killed by his younger brother Heathsin, 3443, 3447. Hermod, a Danish king of a dynasty before the Scylding line. Was a source of great sorrow to his people, 1464, 2559. Hyrik, referred to as uncle of Herdred, but otherwise unknown, 3160. Hetwars, another name for the Franks, 3351. Healfdene, grandson of Scyld and father of Hrothgar. Ruled the Danes long and well, 2541, 814. Herdred, son of Hygelac and Hygd, king and queen of the Geats. Succeeds his father, with Beowulf as regent. Is slain by the sons of Othar, 3156, 3363, 3375. Heathobards, race of Lombards of which Frodo is king. After Frodo falls in battle with the Danes, Ingeld, his son, marries Hrothgar's daughter, Freywer, in order to heal the feud. 3136. Heathelaf, a Wilfing warrior slain by Beowulf's father. 85. Heathorms, the people on whose shores Breca is cast by the waves during his contest with Beowulf. 921. Hioragr, elder brother of Hrothgar and surnamed Wiaroda Riswa, prince of the troopers. 29, 812. Hereward, son of the above, 3117. Hiort Hiorat, the great mead hall which King Hrothgar builds. It is invaded by Grendel for 12 years. Finally cleansed by Beowulf the Geat. It is called Hiort on account of the hart antlers which decorate it. 225, 332, 352. Hildeburg, wife of Finn, daughter of Hos and related to Eichneif, probably his sister. 1721, 1834. Eichneif, leader of a branch of the Danes called Half-Danes. Killed in the struggle at Finn's castle, 1719, 1761. Hansio, one of Beowulf's companions. Killed by Grendel just before Beowulf grappled with that monster, 3043. Hos, father of Hildeburg and probably of Eichneif, 1726. Hrethel, king of the Geats, father of Hygelac and grandfather of Beowulf, 74. 3439. Hrethla, once used for Hrethel, 782. Hrethman, another name for the Danes, 773. Hrethric, son of Hrothgar, 1865, 2719. Hryosnabeor, a promontory in Jutland, near which Othar's sons made plundering raids, 3518. Hrothgar, the Danish king who built the Hall Hjort, but was long unable to enjoy it on account of Grendel's persecutions. Marries Wealtheo, a Helming lady. His two sons and a daughter. Is a typical Teutonic king, lavish of gifts. A devoted liegelord, as his lamentations over slain liegemen prove. Also very appreciative of kindness, as is shown by his loving gratitude to Beowulf. 29, 212, 41, 8, 10, 15, 1, etc. etc. Hrothmund, son of Hrothgar, 1865. Hrothulf, probably a son of Helga, younger brother of Hrothgar. Certainly on terms of close intimacy in Hrothgar's palace, 1626, 1857. Hrunting, unfirth sword lent to Beowulf, 2271, 259. Hugs, a race in alliance with the Franks and Frisians at the time of Hygelac's fall, 3541. Hun, a Frisian warrior, probably general of the Hetwars. Gives Hengist a beautiful sword, 1819. Hunferth, sometimes used for Unferth. Hygelac, Hygelac, king of the Geats, uncle and liegelord of Beowulf, the hero of the poem. His second wife is the lovely Hygd, daughter of Hareth. The son of their union is Herdred. Is slain in a war with the Hugs, Franks, and Frisians combined. Beowulf is regent and afterwards king of the Geats. 46, 54, 2834, 299, 2921, 3156. Hygd, wife of Hygelac and daughter of Hareth. there are some indications that she married Beowulf after she became a widow. 2837. Ingeld, son of the Heathobard king Froda, marries Hrothgar's daughter, Freywer, in order to reconcile the two peoples. 2962, 3032. Ingwins, another name for the Danes. 1652, 2069. Jutes, name sometimes applied to Finn's people. 1722, 1738, 1817. Leifing, name of a famous sword presented to Hengist by Hun, 1819. Frankish king, probably engaged in the war in which Hygelac was slain, 4029. Nigling, Beowulf's sword, 3676. Offa, king of the Angles and son of Garmund, marries the terrible Thritho, who is so strongly contrasted with Hygd, 2859, 2866. Othr, son of Angenthio, king of the Swedes. He is father of Eanmund and Egils, 4035, 4039. Wunla, brother of Othr, 3615, 4039. Angenthio, king of Sweden of the Salfing dynasty. Married perhaps Elan, daughter of Healfdene, 3526, 4116. Aslaf, a Dane of Aechnef's party, 1824. Ravenswood, the forest near which Heathsin was slain, 4031, 4041. Sifing, applied 1-4 to Sild, and meaning son of Sef. Sild, founder of the dynasty to which Hrothgar, his father and grandfather, belonged. He dies, and his body is put on a vessel and set adrift. He goes from Daneland just as he had come to it in a bark. 1-4, 1-19, 1-27. Sildings, the descendants of Sild. They are also called honor Sildings, victory Sildings, war Sildings, etc. See Danes above, 2-1, 7-1, 8-1. Salfings, a Swedish royal line to which Wiglaf belonged, 36-2. Sigemund, son of Wales and uncle and father of Fightle. His struggle with a dragon is related in connection with Beowulf's deeds of prowess, 1438, 1447. Swerding, grandfather of Hygelac and father of Hrethel, 1911. Swedes, people of Sweden, ruled by the Salfings, 3513. Thritho, wife of Offa, king of the Angles. Known for her fierce and unwomanly disposition. She is introduced as a contrast to the gentle Hygd, queen of Hygelac, 2842, 2856. Unferth, son of Ecglaf, and seemingly a confidential courtier of Hrothgar, taunts Beowulf for having taken part in the swimming match. Lends Beowulf his sword when he goes to look for Grendel's mother. In the MS, sometimes written Hunferth, 9-1, 1841. Wales, father of Sigemund, 1460. Wigmunding, a name occasionally applied to Wiglaf and Beowulf and perhaps derived from a common ancestor, Wigmund, 36-6, 3861. Wetters, another name for Geats or Wettergeats. Wayland, a fabulous smith mentioned in this poem and in other old Teutonic literature, 783. Wendels, the people of Wulfgar, Hrothgar's messenger and retainer. Perhaps equals Vandals, 630. Wealtheo, wife of Hrothgar. Her queenly courtesy is well shown in the poem, 1055. Weostan, or Wigmunding and father of Wiglaf, 361. Wales Ness, a prominent promontory on which Beowulf's mound was built, 3852, 4276. Wiglaf, son of Wiston, and related to Beowulf. He remains faithful to Beowulf in the fatal struggle with the Fire Drake. Would rather die than leave his lord in his dire emergency. 36-1, 36-3, 36-28. Wunrid, father of Wulf and Eofor. 41-20, 41-26. As of Wunrid, engaged in the battle between Hygelac's and Angenthio's forces, and had a hand-to-hand fight with Angenthio himself. Angenthio disables him and is thereupon slain by Eofor. 41-19, 41-29. Wulfgar, lord of the Wendels and retainer of Hrothgar, 618, 630. Wilfings, a people to whom belonged Heathelaf, who was slain by Ecgtheow, 86, 816. Eamenlaf, younger brother of Æsir, the hero whose death grieved Hrothgar so deeply, 21-4. List of words and phrases not in general use. Atheling, prince nobleman. Bairn, son, child. Barrow, mound, rounded hill, funeral mound. Battlesark, armor. Beaker, cup, drinking vessel. Begear, prepare. Bite, bay, sea. Bill, sword. Boss, ornamental projection. Bracteate, a round ornament on a necklace. Brand, sword. Burn, stream. Bernie, armor. Carl, man, hero. Earl, nobleman, any brave man. Eek, also. Emprise, enterprise, undertaking. Erst, formerly. Erstworthy, worthy for a long time past. Fain, glad. Fairy, bear, carry. Fay, fated, doomed. Float, vessel, ship. Foin, to lunge, shacks. Glory of kings, God. Gruesome, cruel, fierce. Heft, handle, hilt, used by synecdoche for sword. Helm, helmet, protector. Henchman, retainer, vassal. Height, M was named. Home, ocean, curved surface of the sea. Him seemed, it seemed to him. Leaf, dear, valued. Mere, see, in compounds, mere ways, mere currents, etc. Mickle, much. Nathless, nevertheless. Nays, edge, nose. Ness, edge. Nicker, sea beast. Quit, quite, requite. Raise, quickly. Reeve, bereave, deprive. Sail road, sea. Settle, seat, bench. Skinker, one who pours. Soothly, truly. Swinge, stroke, blow. Targe, target, shield. Throughly, surly. Told, counted. Uncanny, ill-featured, grisly. Unnaths, difficult. War speed, success in war. Web, tapestry, that which is woven. Weeded, clad, cf. Widow's weeds. Ween, suppose, imagine. Weird, fate, providence. Willem, at times, formerly, often. Wielder, ruler. Often used of God, also in compounds, as wielder of glory, wielder of worship. White, creature. Wold, plain, extended surface. Wat, nose. Younker, youth. Beowulf. I, the life and death of SCYLD. I. SCYLD successors, Hrothgar's great mead hall. I. Grendel the murderer. IV. Beowulf goes to HROTGR's assistance. V. The GETS reach HEROT. VI. Beowulf introduces himself at the palace. VII. HROTGR and Beowulf. VIII. HROTGR and Beowulf, continued. This means, from the obligations of clientage, my friend Beowulf, and for assistance thou hast sought us. This gives coherence to Hrothgar's opening remarks in VIII, and also introduces a new motive for Beowulf's coming to Hrothgar's aid. IX, UNFRTH, TAONTS Beowulf. X, Beowulf SILENCS Unfirth, glee is high. XI, all sleep save one. XII, Grendel and Beowulf. XII, Grendel is vanquished. XIV, rejoicing of the DANES. XV, HROTGR's gratitude. XVI, HROTGR, LAVISHES, GIFTS, upon his deliverer. XVII, banquet continued, the Scop song of Finn and Hnif. XVII, the Finn episode continued, the banquet continues. XIX, Beowulf RECIVES, further honor. XX, the mother of Grendel. XXI, HROTHGR's account of the MONSDRS. XXII, Beowulf SEKS, Grendel's mother. XXII, Beowulf's fight with Grendel's mother. XXIV, Beowulf is double conqueror. The first passage, V1599, B-1600, I translate literally. Then many agreed upon this, namely, that the sea wolf had killed him. The second passage, V2025, B-2027, she is promised, to this the friend of the Sildings has agreed, etc. By amending is instead of we's, 2025, the tenses will be brought into perfect harmony. in V1997 FF. This same idiom occurs and was noticed in Beast's great article on Beowulf, which appeared about the time I published my reading of 1599 and 2027. Translate 1997 then, wouldst let the South Danes themselves decide about their struggle with Grendel. Here Suthdin is accused of person, and Gyuth is gen of thing agreed on, with such collateral support as that afforded by B, P, and BXII. 97, I have no hesitation in departing from H so. My usual guide. The idiom above treated runs through AS, Old Saxon, and other Teutonic languages, and should be noticed in the lexicons. XXV. Beowulf brings his trophies, Hrothgar's gratitude. XXVI. HROTHGR moralizes, rest after labor. XXVII. Sorrow at parting. XXVII. The homeward journey, the two queens. XXIX. Beowulf and HIGLAC. XXX. Beowulf and ARATS, his adventures to HIGLAC. XXXI. Gift giving is mutual. XXXII. The horde and the dragon. XXXII. Brave THOUGH aged, reminiscences. XXXIV. Beowulf seeks the dragon, Beowulf's Ariminicians. Hrethrel had certainly never seen a son of his ride on the gallows to feed the crows. The passage beginning Swabith Gaea Morlik seems to be an effort to reach a full simile, as so. As it is mournful for an old man, etc. So the defense of the wedders, 2463, bore heart sorrow, etc. The verses 2451 to 2463, a half, would be parenthetical, the poet's feelings being so strong as to interrupt the simile. The punctuation of the fourth edition would be better, a comma after Galgen, 2447. The translation may be indicated as follows. Just as it is sad for an old man to see his son ride young on the gallows when he himself is uttering mournful measures, a sorrowful song, while his son hangs for a comfort to the raven, and he, old and infirm, cannot render him any kelp. He is constantly reminded, etc. 2451-2463. So the defense of the wedders, etc. XXXV. Ariminicians continued, Beowulf's last battle. XXXVI. WIGLAF the trusty. Beowulf is deserted by friends and BY sword. XXXVII. The fatal struggle, Beowulf's last moments. XXXVII. WIGLAF PLUNDRS the dragon's den, Beowulf's death. XXXIX. The dead foes, Wiglaf's bitter taunts. XL. The messenger of death. XLI. The messenger's retrospect. XLAI. WGLAF's sad story, the horde carried off. XLAI. The burning of Beowulf. Addenda. Several discrepancies and other oversights have been noticed in the HSO. Glossary. Of these, a good part were avoided by Harrison and Sharp, the American editors of Beowulf, in their last edition, 1888. The rest will, I hope, be noticed in their fourth edition. As, however, this book may fall into the hands of some who have no copy of the American edition, it seems best to notice all the principal oversights of the German editors. From Hom, 194. Notes and glossary conflict, the latter not having been altered to suit the conclusions accepted in the former. Thayr Jellifin's seal Drichna's dome, 440. Under Dom H says the might of the Lord, while under Jellifin he says the judgment of the Lord. Eel Bankthelu, 486. Under Bankthelu H says Nam. Plu. While under Eel he says Nam. Sing. Heathorimas, 519. Under Eatburin H translates to the Heathorms, while under Heathorimas, he says, Heathorimas reaches Brekka in the swimming match with Beowulf. Harrison and Sharp, 3D edition, 1888, avoid the discrepancy. Fa Feyanskatha, 554. Under Feyanskatha H says, a gleaming sea monster. Under Fa he says, hostile. On Fenghraith in Wit Thankum, 749. Under Anfan, H says he received the maliciously disposed one. Under In Wit Thank, he says he grasped, etc. Nithwandor Sayan, 1366. Under Nithwandor, H calls this word itself Nam. Sing. Under Sayan, he translates it as accuse. Sing. Understanding man as subject of Sayan. H and S, 3D edition, make the correction. Forgif Hildebil, 1521. H, under the second word, calls it Inster. Dat. While under Forgifin, he makes it the dat. Of Indire. Abj. H and S, 3D edition, make the change. Broad and Brunek. Broad H says, does Brait Hooftmesser mit Bronzen a clinge? Under Brunek, he says, I her Brait's Hooftmesser mit Blitzender clinge. Ithelis, 1557. Under this word H makes it modify, estad. If this be right, the punctuation of the fifth edition is wrong. See H and S appendix. Sailrin Jessot, 1840. Under Sail and Jessican, H calls these two words accuse. Plu. But this is clearly an error, as both are nam. Plu. Pred. Nam. H and S correct under Sail. With Silfni, 1978. Under with and Jessot and H says with equals near by. Under self, he says opposite. Theo 2225 is omitted from the glossary. For Dugutham 2502. Under Duguth, H translates this phrase in Tuchtikate, under for, by vor der Edlin Kreacherschar. Ther 2574. Under Wielden, H translates there by woe, under Motten, by de. H and S suggest, if in both passages. Wund 2726. Under Wund, H says dative, and under whale blade, he says accuse. It is without doubt accuse. Parallel with Benny. Strangum jebuted 3118. Under Strango, H says, Strangum equals mit macht under jebuted, he translates, von den Seinen. H and S correct this discrepancy by rejecting the second reading. Bronda Belaif, 3162, a recent emendation. The fourth edition had Bronda Betast. In the fifth edition, the editor neglects to change the glossary to suit the new emendation. See Bewiaken. The full project, GUTMBRGTM license. You pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works, calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare, or are legally required to prepare, your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing, or by email, within 30 days of receipt that / he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy, if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works.